This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So something like this makes me sick. Apparently, we're being told that hundreds of patients at Washington State's largest psychiatric hospital live in conditions that fail U.S. health and safety standards. And you have overworked nurses and psychiatrists say they are navigating a system that punishes employees who speak out despite them having critical staffing shortages. This is 2018. Okay, we should have laws and regulations that prevent this. I mean, we have all these laws and regulations and government agencies and everybody up in our business, and how does something like this happen? According to Lisa Bowser, whose mother spent 2 years at Western State Hospital, suffered dozens of falls and assaults, they don't have enough staff to protect patients or provide them with the bare minimum of care. Ms. Bowser said going there was like going to hell. She has sued the state-run facility. I honestly thought they would kill her before I could get her out. Now, they say U.S. and state regulators for years have found safety and health violations at the 800-bed hospital, ranging from assaults on staff to escapes of dangerous patients, including a man accused of torturing a woman to death. Even after that 2016 escape, a nursing supervisor told the AP that a patient who had been charged with murder and found not guilty by reason of insanity was placed in a less secure ward, and the nurse faced retaliation after reporting the danger to nonviolent patients. Well, despite, they say, a shakeup in leadership and vows to correct problems, the hospital continually puts patients at risk, according to a federal inspection last month. Some didn't get oxygen and blood sugar checks. Injuries weren't properly treated. They were held in restraints too long, and they say the building remained a fire hazard. Some violations were cited in inspections going back to 2015. So, after years of multiple opportunities to fix their, you know, stuff, the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services last week did strip the hospital of its certification of federal funding, about 20% of its budget at $53 million annually. Okay, don't just strip them of their budget. Close it down. I mean, close the sucker down. Governor Jay Inslee said he wants the state to change how it handles the mentally ill, but that it's making inroads. He says, we have been on a course correction to turn the ship around, and we're continuing on the course of development. Governor Jay Inslee's Democrat, he had told the AP News, I'm a fan of Governor Inslee because he helps proclaim Washington Blood Donation Day for National Blood Donation Week. I hope he can get this rectified. This is some scary, scary stuff. They say Sharon Struthers was committed to the hospital for depression in 2014. She stayed through 2015 when it failed 4 federal inspections. During visits, Bowser said she began to see bruising all over her mother's body, which was rarely washed. There was also fungus covering her feet. They wouldn't bathe her, she said. She would tell me that another patient hit her. They would put her in a jumpsuit so she couldn't go to the bathroom. And the staff made fun of her for wetting herself. She was treated like an animal. This is sick. This is something you see in the movies, right, when they show these old psychiatric hospitals from, you know, the 1800s. This is not something that should be happening now. It shouldn't happen then either. Bowser said her mother's room was covered with garbage. She began to suffer falls. She broke her arm and hip. She was also sexually assaulted on several occasions. And staffers appeared to condone sexual interactions with patients. They said employees thought a registered sex offender place in her ward was safe around older patients because he was a child molester, not an adult rapist, according to an email that licensed mental health counselor Mark Allen sent to the hospital officials. So, Alan said the encounter appeared to be between two consenting adults. Somebody's not consenting if they are not of sound mind. How are they consenting? He said, just because a patient's a registered sex offender doesn't mean he can't develop and have consensual sexual and physical behaviors. As long as the peer is psychiatrically stable, has the ability to make decisions for herself, and is not considered, quote, vulnerable. Well, Struthers was committed to the hospital because she couldn't take care of herself. So the daughter sued Western State Hospital, State Department of Social and Health Services, which oversees the facility, claiming abuse and neglect. I don't understand how you could have multiple federal dings, right, warnings, or not even warnings, but citations, and still be open. Then claims of retaliation. They say management punishes those who challenge decisions, workers say. This puts an additional strain. They say nursing supervisor Paul Vilja filed a complaint last December after a man who was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of multiple people was moved from a secure ward into one with limited security that houses patients. They said, you are endangering my patients, and he's a risk for escape. The health department did agree with his concerns, and the patient was moved. But then, within a week, Mr. Vilja was moved to the medical records department. So he was unable to work with patients for 6 months, and then recently was told he could come back up. So, you know, whistleblowers, get in trouble, I guess. Psychiatrists said they face similar treatment. Here's the thing, people. I mean, you know, it's only a job. Okay? You know, I seeing people suffer like that, I would be making noise. I would go to the media. I would be all over. I would just, you know. Dr. Michael Quayle said he faced a hostile work environment after reporting expired and improperly stored meat where food was prepared for patients. He sued, and a jury awarded him $550,000 in December 2016. The next month, he asked the judge to order the hospital to stop retaliating against staffers who filed complaints. I know this is frustrating. You know, when you have a family member that is unable to take care of themselves and they get abused like this, and, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we had grandparents who didn't want to go to the nursing home and, you know, and they would say, oh, yeah, they're doing this to me, they're doing this to me. You know, they're cutting me, and there'd be no cuts on them. And we'd be like, all right, they're just trying to get out of here. But then, you know, part of you goes, you know, gosh, are they... You know, is there some truth to this? And it's a real shame that things like this happen. So I say the hospital should close down if this really was the case. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, Brad, and Manny for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners asked me about the Netflix sexual harassment rules. Have you guys heard about these? I didn't. Until this was brought up, I had no idea. Apparently, earlier last month, you guys probably heard this, Netflix unveiled a new anti-harassment policy. Now, this has been in the news, I guess, for a while. I can't confirm this, but I guess it hasn't been denied. And some of these rules include staffers cannot look at each other for more than 5 seconds. I guess in this era of Me Too, the Me Too movement, corporate executives are struggling across the country to find ways to combat sexual misconduct in the workplace. And so people are saying, according to IJR.com, Netflix's latest policy seems to be a bit of an overcorrection. They say new policies reportedly not only ban staffers from asking colleagues for phone numbers, but they also bar them from looking at one another for more than 5 seconds. That's according to The Sun. They say these new regulations apparently came after senior staffers attended a harassment meeting to learn what is and isn't appropriate. A source told the news outlet, they learned that looking at someone else for more than 5 seconds is considered creepy. We'll talk about that in a second. The average guy doesn't really look at me longer than 1 second, you know. That's how you can tell if they like you or not. When their eyes immediately turn away like, oh gosh, I can't look anymore. I know they're, you know, not into me. I get it. One source said you mustn't ask for someone's number unless they have given permission for it to be distributed. And if you see any unwanted behavior, you have to report it immediately. So these are some of the rules I'm hearing. You're supposed to shout, stop, don't do that again, if a colleague has been inappropriate. Now, if you're a victim, yes, I think this is very effective. But what if someone's trying to set you up? You know, my husband does that. He jokes with his friends. He'll be like, oh, quit grabbing my butt. So everybody looks at the guy next to him and says, but I didn't grab his butt. He just said that. Yeah, he's stupid. He does stupid stuff like that all the time. They think it's funny. In fact, we were taking a lacrosse picture with all the families, with the coach. And while we're taking a picture all together, my husband sat next to the coach. He screams, you just grabbed my butt. And, I mean, or, you know, he said the A word. And everybody laughed. And the coach is like, yeah, right. So I come from a bunch of, you know, doofuses that do that stuff for funsies. That could be pretty dangerous for somebody to be falsely accused. However, if you are a victim, yeah, scream stop, don't do that again. I see how that's effective. Don't give lingering hugs or touch anyone for a lengthy period of time. I would probably say just don't hug at work. I mean, I do. I like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love giving hugs. But I, you know, maybe just avoid that. They say don't flirt. Well, a lot of flirting is kind of subconscious. You don't sit there and go, oh, hi. You know, nobody's going to admit to flirting. Don't ask a colleague more than once if they have said, oh, don't ask out a colleague more than once if they have said no. I would probably say don't ask a colleague out. Just stay away from it. It's so dangerous now. Steer clear of a colleague once they have said they're not interested in you. Don't ask for a colleague's phone number. Report a colleague who has given anyone unwanted attention. Wow. So there's been a lot of jokes. A lot of people have been talking about this, especially looking at each other, counting to five, and then diverting their eyes. One, Mississippi, two, Mississippi, three, Mississippi, four, Mississippi, five. Now, according to this report, they say Netflix has refused to confirm or deny the reports. And the streaming company, however, did say in a statement to The Independent, it is proud of the anti-harassment training we offer our productions. We want every Netflix production to be safe and respectful working environment. We believe the resources we offer empower people on our sets to speak up and shouldn't be trivialized. Okay, if I was a guy and I asked if I could just work in an all-male room so I don't get accused of anything, I don't think I could blame, I mean, I could have blamed the guy. I mean, you know, trust me. Okay, having been harassed at work, right, gone through a variety of degrees of assault, all right, I understand we have a lot of victims out there. We have a lot of victimization. We have a lot of assaults going on. We have a lot of harassment. So, yes, something has to be done. But once you see here people, you know, use it as an excuse to accuse, and there are people that do that. It's probably one of the most precise weapons and successful weapons that, you know, people could have. I mean, as a woman, knowing that I could, in at my grasp, scream, you know, quit doing that or quit touching me or whatever, more people will believe me than the male. That's dangerous. We have just weaponized, right, workforces and workplaces throughout the country. Now, we're also protecting workers, but we are empowering, and not in a good way, individuals to use a weapon, and whenever there's a weapon, you have some seedy people that may use it to their advantage. And that's kind of frightening. Now, if I were a guy, and I have sons, I have brothers, so, and I advise you guys, avoid anything lovey-dovey, flirtatious, relate, avoid any of that at work. Just don't go there. Stay to yourself. And if there's some characters you work with that you don't trust, stay as far away from them as possible and lay low. But it's dangerous. A guy can't ask a boss, look, can you keep me away from those women? Can you just let me work here with the guys? You can't do that in this day and age. You'll be called sexist or discriminatory. But, you know, I mean, if I was an employer and, you know, I had, let's say, a big factory or a big warehouse, and the men said, look, can we just hang out with the guys? This way nobody can accuse us of looking at somebody too long or flirting or whatever, or say I asked for the number when I didn't. I mean, part of me would want to oblige. And so I foresee the pendulum swinging back the other way, where we start to have corporations or companies or places of work where men are separated from the women. Even Netflix says steer clear of a colleague once they said they are not interested in you. So they're already allowing you to isolate yourself. Now, true, I mean, if you ask somebody out, they say no, stay away from them. But we have men and women. Men and women are animals. We're human beings. Our strongest instinct and behavior is our sexual behavior. We could dress up in a suit. We could dress up in a, you know, dress or pants outfit and wear our heels and our Spanx, and guys could wear their ties and button-up vests and, you know, everybody could, you know, be professional, etc., but we're animals. At working side by side next to people of same sex, opposite sex, whatever turns you on, will incite feelings. People love affection. People love to be touched. People love to be noticed. It may not even be sexual, but people like being around other people. And certain things could seem to be misconstrued. You know, I mean, there's touchy people and then there's non-touchy people. And the touchy people could be accused of improper touching. And so, what do you do when you house men and women together? And this is a very odd conversation to have in 2018, you know, because since the 40s, you know, we really kind of kept men and women pretty separate at work. But we are having this conversation now. Employers all across America are scrambling on how not to get sued for a sexual harassment happening on their property or an assault. So you see them grappling with these, you know, half-assed ideas of, okay, well, you know what, don't look at each other, don't do this, you know, we'll have all these rules in place. So it's good to have rules, but the problem is now you can weaponize people. And they can say, oh, he looked at me too long. And now the job has to act on that. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in the month of June. The unemployment rate did tick up from 3.8 to 4%. Investment strategist Linda Bell has no complaints about the report.
To me, it was the perfect Goldilocks report. Again, it also means that the Fed is going to continue to be able to be maybe a little more dovish than hawkish. So that supports the markets. I'm just really impressed with the market's reaction to this report because it shows that the fundamentals of the economy here in the U.S. are winning out over trade wars and potential geopolitical concerns.
A man has been arrested and charged with stealing a 16-year-old's Make America Great Again hat at a San Antonio, Texas Whataburger after he was captured in a video that went viral yesterday. The San Antonio Police Department announced late yesterday that Kino Jimenez was arrested at his home without incident. He was charged with felony theft. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we're being told that the first hurricane, Atlantic hurricane of 2018, is here. Hurricane Beryl has whipped up 80-mile-per-hour winds over the ocean, has Puerto Rico in its sight, and the island is still struggling to rebuild from last year's storms. Beryl has become the first official hurricane in the year 2018 after generating winds north of 75 miles per hour. It has gained strength early this morning, considered currently a Category 1 storm, expected to hit the Eastern Caribbean, threatening islands that are obviously still trying to recover from last year. And again, eyeing Puerto Rico. Beryl is forecast to remain a hurricane as it passes south of Puerto Rico and not dissipate until it's located south of Haiti in the Dominican Republic. Forecasters said that the storm is expected to dump heavy rains across islands including Dominica and Puerto Rico, which could also be hit with winds of more than 40 miles per hour and flooding. They say people have to remain alert. According to Gabrielle Lajero, a forecaster for the National Weather Service in San Juan, the forecast could change for better or worse. They say Dominica was hit by Hurricane Maria, as you remember, Dominican Republic. Hurricane Maria last year as a Category 5 storm still hasn't recovered. Neither has Puerto Rico, where 60,000 people still have a tarp as a roof. More than 1,000 customers still remain without power more than 9 months after the storm. So many people that this Hurricane Beryl is going to roughly do the same, right, causing power outages, flooding. U.S. territory's electrical grid is fragile. Maria destroyed up to 75% of its distribution lines. Lajero also warned that the storm is expected to dump up to 4 inches of rain and unleash landslides. Maria has a lot of changes in vegetation, so the island is vulnerable. Officials say they will open 424 shelters across Puerto Rico as a preventative measure and urge people to monitor the storm's progress. Beryl is the first hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, located 1,000 miles southeast of the Lesser Antilles this morning, moving west at 15 miles an hour. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Now, Alberto was a subtropical storm. It was the first named storm, but didn't necessarily become a hurricane. Beryl is the second named storm, but the first hurricane. Storm Alberto did dump a lot of rain on southeastern U.S. We'll keep you guys posted. Speaking of, you know, the horrible hurricane season last year, Texas gas stations have to pay out $167,000 for price gouging during Hurricane Harvey. At least 39 of the 48 gas stations were in the North Texas area. So 48 total in Texas have been ordered to pay $166,000 to refund customers who were charged exorbitant or excessive prices for gasoline, according to Hurricane Harvey, or during the Hurricane Harvey disaster last year. Attorney General Ken Paxton said the majority of them were located in the North Texas area. 13 were in Dallas, 12 in Fort Worth. Others listed. And the station ordered to pay the highest amount was $14,800, the Old Town General Store. Apparently, gas stations were accused of charging drivers $3.99 or higher for a gallon of gasoline. And this was after Governor Greg Abbott declared a state of disaster. Now, when you declare a state of disaster, it activates a provision of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act that makes price gouging illegal. Now, Governor Paxton said there were reports of some stations charging as much as $8.99 a gallon for gas. I know, during Hurricane Harvey, this is BS. This is, unfortunately, that's what happens. You know, you watch The Walking Dead or you watch these Armageddon movies or, you know, and sometimes it's not the natural disaster or the zombies that are your biggest threat. It's your fellow humans that do more damage to you. And it's just sick. The governor said at the outset, the attorney general said at the outset of Harvey, I made it clear that my office would not tolerate price gouging to Texans by anyone looking to profit from the hurricane. The response to Hurricane Harvey showed the incredible generosity of Texans. These settlements should teach the few who take advantage of their fellow residents to follow the law. I'm surprised it's only that much of a payout. $14,000. I would close them down. I'm sorry. I'm just so mad. Victims of price gouging during Harvey can still submit a claim. Payouts given to drivers will be estimated by each individual case and are expected to be made by December 31st. I think that's very cool that the government will reimburse people for gouging. What's interesting is the Texas attorney has listed the actual locations. So this is where, you know, they get it in the end. So every location that price gouged, their name is posted. Their settlement amount is posted. Their exact address. So there's a chance that people may take matters into their own hands, just not go there. And I mean, I get how, you know, when there's less supply and more demand, prices go up. But when we're talking about, you know, something like this where people are dying or trying to escape dying. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is sad. A former Navy SEAL assisting in the cave rescue of the Thai soccer team has died, the first casualty. He died because of lack of oxygen. They say another volunteer suggested a daring attempt to free the group that could take place today or tomorrow. A major rain forecast is coming. And if rescuers can't figure out how to extricate these guys, these kids now, the kids could be stuck there for months. Officials warn that the window of opportunity to save the 12 boys and their coach is limited. But the diver's death now raises serious question marks about the proposed rescue route. This squad now has been stranded for, what, 12 days now? So the deceased volunteer rescuer is identified as Saman Kunan, 38 years old. He was returning at about 1 a.m. from the chamber where the boys were trapped when he ran out of oxygen. He passed out and he died. Kunan had left the SEALs in 2006 to work at Bangkok's airport as an emergency rescue officer. How could there not be enough oxygen? How could... So we're not sure what happened. For the cave rescue, he was part of the team trying to establish an airline to the chamber where the children and the coach are holed up. Kunan's body will be flown to his hometown of Royet for a royally sponsored funeral, they say, according to the King of Thailand. What a shame. They say he was an athlete. He loved adventure sports. So, authorities revealed that oxygen levels have dropped to 15%. The usual level is 21%. Hundreds of rescue workers have also depleted the oxygen supply in the cave. Navy SEAL Commander Apakorn Yukongaku said on Friday oxygen levels in the shelter have dropped. A doctor is currently with the boys to monitor their health. He also indicated rescuers might have no choice but to attempt a potentially dangerous extrication of the group, which may force the team and coach to strap on diving equipment despite most of them not even able to swim. Now, the other option is to just wait out the rainy season, which typically ends in October inside the cave. We're in July. So, the original plan a few days ago was, let's wait this out. We'll feed the kids, but now that you already have one of the Navy SEALs die, this doesn't look good, and there's some panic. He said, at first we thought the children could stay for a long time, but now things have changed. We have limited time. Volunteer diver Ivan Karadzic told Sky News that the mood has changed after Saman's death. So now he's expecting a rescue mission to happen today or tomorrow. We've lost one man, but we still have faith to carry out our work. So Deputy Army Commander Chalong Chai Khan said the priority was to fill the air inside the chamber. Divers have released 30 tanks of air to try to restore the cave's oxygen to healthy levels. They said we've got to finish laying the air pipe today. With the air filled, the kids could stay for months. Now, again, why is it so hard? Because even though there's a lot of parts to the cave that are on land, there's a lot underwater. And the cave is very, very narrow. And so you may even have to put the oxygen tank first and then try to swim to it. It's so scary. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some of you guys are concerned about your blood pressure medicine. I think in America we're okay, but you might want to check with your pharmacist as two generic companies of Valsartan, which the trade name was Divan, but many people are on the generic form of this blood pressure medicine, Valsartan, has initiated a recall due to a, quote, impurity that is known to cause cancer in animals. Novartis Pharmaceuticals originally came out with Diavan. Diavan is an ARB, an angiotensin receptor blocker. love the drug. We use it for high blood pressure. We use it for heart failure. We use it for post-heart attack patients. We use it to protect the kidneys and diabetes. It's fantastic medication. Class. Love it. And I had a lot of success with Diavan and Diavan HCT. But Novartis loses the patent, as you eventually do, and then generics can pick up the drug, start manufacturing, and a variety of generic companies can do that. And when that happens, well, the formulation could change a little bit. And this recall involves two generic versions of the drugs that were manufactured in China. Batches from Dexcel Pharma and Accord Healthcare, formerly known as the Activist Group, are currently the only ones being recalled. Now, for those of you going, well, what the hell do I have? I doubt those companies made American generic. There's a lot of generic companies that make Valsartan, but you could double check with your pharmacy if your Valsartan is part of the recall or not. Doris Stenved, the chief physician at the Danish Medicines Agency, told the DR Nyheter, there is no acute health threat to patients, but we know from trials with animals that it could cause cancer. We don't know if it has the same effect on humans. We just know it's a substance that should not be in the medicine. So what are we talking about? Well, according to Reuters, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency in the UK, that is a watchdog over these generic medications, said that the appearance of the impurity N-nitrosodimethylamine, NDMA, came after a change in the process for making Valsartan at one facility owned by Zhejiang Huchai Pharmaceuticals. That's a company in Linhai, China. Now, in animals, NDMA is known to cause liver cancer, lung cancer. In humans, its carcinogenic risk is unknown. However, according to the CDC site, it said it may cause liver function impairment and cirrhosis, which is liver scarring. So, this Valsartan is a great medication. Like I said, most likely, you're fine. The American generic companies are fine, but it's something to take note and realize that our generics can come from a variety of locations. And they do have scrutiny. Maybe not as much scrutiny as the pharmaceutical companies. Everybody's all up to the, you know, pharmaceutical companies, but things like this happen, and good for this European agency now calling for a European recall. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, researchers are starting to explain why children deceive their parents at an early age. Kids lie. Kids of all ages lie. And the way they lie changes over time. And what's interesting is it follows their social development. There are stages of the social development. They have stages of lying. They say young children are more likely to lie for personal gain. And as they grow older, they can get a grip on which lies people will believe and what is morally acceptable. So originally, their lie is, I didn't have the cookie. Okay, but then they start to have a finesse to their lying. Lecturers at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, say that children lie and how parents stop it. Oh, they talk about how what makes children lie and how parents stop it becoming a problem. They say making sure that children know they are lying, encouraging open discussions, and avoiding strict rules or excessive punishments can all help children be more honest. Okay, I had a different attitudes with lying with my kids. I wanted my kids to think, now this was my approach. I'm not saying it's the best parental approach. But I wanted my kids to think I was God. Because I remember when I was younger, when I thought my parents were God, right, there was a short period of time. Whatever they said, I did. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, they're wrong. Or, oh, they know nothing. And then I was like, I'm doing the opposite. And I knew that time was going to come no matter what I did. So let them, you know, let them think I'm God. And number two, let them know that I know everything. Remember I told you guys, you know, when my kids would lie about, you know, eating vegetables? I'm like, did you have any vegetables at school? You know, because the school actually had a little salad bar. And my older boy hates vegetables. Said, yes, I did. And I go, really? What'd you eat? He said, carrot sticks. So I went up to him and I would just smell the top of his head. I go, you're lying. and his eyes would widen like, oh my gosh, mommy knows just by sniffing me. And I'll still do that to the kids. I'll walk up to them. They'll tell me something. I'll walk up to them and go, you're lying. And they're like, whoa, how do you know? Well, I could tell you didn't brush your teeth because you stink. I mean, I could tell you didn't take a shower. I could tell you didn't use soap. You ran out of soap 4 days ago, but I don't tell them that. I just go, no, you're lying. So still, my kids think I have some, they think I'm a witch. I have some secret powers, and good, let them. Let them. And they think when I'm on my period, I have extra powers, you know? Which is why it stinks that I'm, you know, going through menopause soon. Because, I mean, then I'm not an Avenger anymore. Anyway, so they say children typically begin lying in the preschool years between 2 and 4 years of age. These intentional attempts at deception may worry parents for fear that the child will become a pint-sized social deviant. But it's normal. Of course children lie. And the reason why children lie is it actually shows intelligence. Now, they say lying is often one of the first signs of a young child has developed the theory of mind, which is the awareness others may have different desires, feelings, and beliefs. I go, no, no, no. I look at it as the lying is the child wanting to be of normal society behavior. So if the cookie is gone, and mom's like, who took the cookie? The child saying no is a sign of intelligence. I know I wasn't supposed to take the cookie. That cookie was supposed to be for mommy. And boy, does mommy love her cookies. But she's going to bring the rain if I admit it, even though she probably knows. I'm not going to let her know that I know that she knows, that I know that she knows that I know that I should not have had the cookie that she knew that I ate because I was not supposed to know that there was a cookie that, okay, anyway. So there's a lot of intelligence when a child lies. So whenever my kids lied, I would be so proud. I'm like, oh, my baby's trying to BS mama. Oh, my baby. Or they say, daddy said I could have ice cream. When a child lies and brings in another parent, ooh, that's crafty. But daddy said I could. So then you turn and you look at daddy like, what? And now daddy gets in the middle of it. Now, I would never do that with my parents because my dad could whoop my butt. There was no way. I never wanted to bring my dad's name into it. You never mention dad because he had the belt. You avoid dad. Don't be bringing dad into your, you know, mess. So, if the line itself is not socially desirable, the ability to know what others are thinking and feeling is an important social skill. That child knows what makes mommy tick. That's scary when your kids learn you even better than your husband. My kids knew me better than, you know, knew exactly what made me tick. They knew exactly what to say. And I was like, dang, why can't my husband figure that out? So, most children's first lies are funny. The child who claims not to have eaten the cake when the mouth is still full or blames the family dog for the writing on the wall. I think that's hilarious. This is according to Daily Mail. I love it. The thing is they talk about the different, I don't care about the psycho stuff. Psychological stuff. Kids need to know. When kids think they can get away with something, they'll do it. When kids know they can't and you're on to them, they're going to be less likely to do it. Yeah, they may rebel. But you can't appear to be stupid. You need to appear to be all know-it-y. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.